Hi friends, it's Miss Jillian, and today I'm going to read Wordy Birdie, written by Tammy Sawyer and illustrated by Dave Mottram. Meet Wordy Birdie. Wordy Birdie has lots to say. It starts the moment she wakes up. See? Hello, sunrise. Hello, pink sky. Hello, orange sky. Hello, yellow sky. Hello, hello, gorgeous, says Birdie. Sometimes Wordy Birdie talks about what she likes. I like spaghetti and unicorns and library books and polka dots and standing on my head. And sometimes she talks about what she doesn't like. I don't like tall grass or turtlenecks or long lines or tuna salad or losing my balloon. Or sometimes she just asks questions. Why do zebras have stripes? Is Bigfoot real? Are we there yet? But she never stops talking long enough to get the answers. Wordy Birdie is not the world's best listener. Oh, please, says Rabbit. Are we talking about the same bird here, says Raccoon. Okay. Wordy Birdie is terrible at listening. That's more like it, says Squirrel. She never listens to anybody, even when she should. This one time, I totally went swimming with a narwhal. My third cousin, Barb, is a penguin, really. Do you think there's an award for Bird of the Year? Fact. People used to think the world was flat and you could fall right off the end, says Birdie. One day, Wordy Birdie takes a walk into the deep woods. Naturally, she has plenty to say. That's a pretty tree, and that's a pretty danger sign, and that's a pretty tree, and wait, the sign says danger ahead, turn back. Before long, Squirrel zips in front of Wordy Birdie. Stop, don't go any farther, says Squirrel. But does Wordy Birdie listen? She does not, says Squirrel. Ooh, a pine cone. Ooh, a rock. Ooh, a sign. Ooh, a leaf, says Birdie. The sign says wrong way. Soon, Rabbit dashes onto the scene. Go back while you still can, says Rabbit. But does Wordy Birdie listen? She does not. Yay, my favorite. Strawberries for me and carrots for me and tomatoes for me. Then Raccoon gives a piece of advice. The sign says no trespassing. He says run for your life. But does Wordy Birdie listen? What do you think? Whoa, it's getting darker and darker and darker and darker. Looky there, white circles and triangles. I love white circles and triangles, says Birdie. Those white circles and triangles are making a face. Roar, roar, roar. Oh no, it's a bear. Does Squirrel, Rabbit, and Raccoon just leave Wordy Birdie there? We do not, they say. Come on, follow us this way. And Wordy Birdie, where are you? She listens. That was almost unbearable, says Raccoon. Hooray, says Squirrel. We made it, says Rabbit. Then Wordy Birdie says, thank you, the best way she knows how. I love you guys. Like, I really, 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 really love you. Seriously, I love you more than spaghetti and unicorns. And Wordy Birdie still likes to talk a lot, you see. Good night, sunset. Good night, orange sky. Good night, purple. Oh, good night to you, too. But sometimes... Remember when we totally saved you from that bear? We were brave and amazing. That was so cool, says Squirrel. Sometimes she likes to listen to the end. Now, that was a good story, says Bird. I'm going to read it again and again and again. And then she'll read it approximately 523 more times, says Squirrel. That's true, Bunny. Yep, says Raccoon.